Welcome to episode 212 of the Duty Go Bookmakers. If you're here for the fiction, it starts in around 5 minutes. In the last week in bookbinding, I made two covers without text blocks. The first cover is for a Coptic binding. It's two chunks of bookboard with covers on it. And the covers are basically scraps I had left over. I made some outdentations, some indentations, and then I put some of the scraps on I had on. And it looks, the Coptic binding has two covers, front and back. The front looks like a book cover. The back looks like I put some scraps on a bookboard. Not so good, but it's on the back. I think that's the point, so you won't confuse the two. That's the first one I made, Coptic binding. And the second one I made is much, much better. It's more cohesive. Red cover, red book cloth, red strings, red ribbon, red and green and gold stripe down the side, and a little gold piece in the front. Nothing on the back. And it's both of these are for A6 size pocketbooks. And they fit quite nicely. Well, of course, the Coptic fits, but the other one, the Codex one, also fits quite nicely. I have a dummy, or a dummy book, or you could call it a template, of about 100 pages, exactly 100 pages, A6 size, and the cover mat fits perfectly on both of these. Well, that's one thing I've been doing. Now, for the cover, with the red cover with the red strings, and pictures of these are up at tidotigawabookmakers.podbean.com. Just about fell over. Can still, here we go. I made a clamshell box. A clamshell box with a red cover, with red book cloth. And I haven't made the interior yet, but it's going to have a strap so you can pull the book out. And I have some raised portions on the cover, sort of like a cityscape, a couple of skyscrapers and the moon raised, so it's tactile. You have to touch it. Many problems. One are the corners. Getting the corners right was all screwed up. Second problem was putting the book cloth onto the around the edge and into the inside. Turned out to be a little bit more difficult than I thought. And that's two things. Not insurmountable, I just have to learn. It fits the A6 size book nicely. The red cover, the red book cloth on the clamshell box, they fit nicely, and then it closes nicely. But the corners are really bad. So I'm going to put this down as experience, and I'm going to learn how to make corners a lot better. And hopefully I'll do this again soon, probably next week. I might make everything just a tad bigger. It closes really nicely. No, I don't think I'll make it bigger. Maybe if it's bigger, it's going to be less than a millimeter, or a millimeter or less. Anyway, that's what I've been doing. I'm not going to put a picture of this up on the website. But I'm not going to put picture of my clamshell box at todirigobookmakers.podbean.com because it looks really bad. But as an experience, and as my second clamshell box, you can hear me flopping it around on my desk. It's good experience. I've learned quite a bit. So that's what I've been doing in bookbinding. And next week I'll probably make another clamshell box, and I might even make some content text block for the both of these. Okay, so we'll just put everything on the clamshell box, close it up, and there we go. That doesn't look so bad, just looking at it from the front. If you ignore the corners, Okay, that's what I've been doing in bookbinding, and now that's what I've been doing about writing. What about the fiction? First, I'll talk about the action book, then I'll talk about Ajiapan again, and then I'll talk about Bochan's Bartender again, and finally, I'll tell you about something you can buy from me and read. First, let's talk about action. I added about 5,000 words last week. It gets more and more complex and more, not violent, but emotional. There's no conversation takes place where it's just dumping information. It's all boom, boom, boom. I hope. That's my plan, and I'm moving towards that as much as possible. It's about half finished. It's about half finished. I got 20,000 words on it. I'm looking for 50,000 words. This is part one. Part two and three are on their way. That's the action one. Jiapan, I added a chapter, and it's good. I liked it. I added one chapter, which is maybe 3 or 4 pages. So I've been working on that. What I have not been working on is Bochan's Bartender. I really have to get started on that. I really want to finish it. I've got the ending. I've got the ending. Maybe I'll just write the ending and then work towards it. That's usually something I do. And then the other one is something you can buy from me and support me if you want to. If you go to Apple Books, you can look up City of Cocks. It's not about roosters, but it has a lot of chickens and roosters in it. It's a murder mystery. A man is falsely accused. Actually, he's accused of murder, and a poet saves him. It's a literary mystery novel. It's a literary mystery, which means it's very character-driven with a plot. And the characters, I think the characters are strong. If you read it and check it out at Apple Books and Kobo, City of Cocks by me, I hope you read it, check it out. If it works for you, let me know. If it doesn't work, let me know. But it's available for sale. That is my self-promotion for writing. Coming soon would be the sequel to City of Cocks, which is called Feeding Vicky's Corpse. This time it's a murder mystery. The power that controls the town is manipulating the justice system. That's coming soon, but first, check out the City of Cocks. Same characters, a lot different time. So that's it for writing this week. I worked on the action novel. I worked a little bit on Jiapan. I didn't do anything with Bochan. And I have published a book over on Apple Books. Look for George Stenson. Look for City of Cocks. Look for this podcast coming again next week. Thanks for dropping by. See you again.